They were the first farmers in America, growing the crops, fruits, and vegetables to sustain their tribe, as well as some famous visitors in the fall of 1804. The story is next on The American Countryside.
The world is frozen, silenced by quarantines, isolated by distance. But while work for you may have changed, out here, we're still going strong. The crops will get planted, the livestock will be fed, and your food will continue to be grown, just like it's been for generations. American agriculture, farms on, today and tomorrow, for our family and yours.
A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. They were the first farmers in America and one of the largest tribes on the North American plains.
We're an Onislant Indian village. It was the smallest of the Mandan villages, about 1,000 to 1,500 people. At the time it was inhabited, there were seven Mandan villages within about a 20-mile stretch of the Missouri River.
The men mostly hunted while the women tended the crops and gardens. Tracy Potter says Onislant Village was built around 1575, but the Mandan tribe had probably been here for about 1,000 years.
The only thing that ended their reign here was smallpox. And when that came in 1781, it devastated the Mandan. About 80% of them died. The remainder left this area and became refugees, moved up north and lived with the Dadza. That's where Lewis and Clark met them.
The Mandan that survived the smallpox epidemic met Lewis and Clark in the fall of 1804 when they arrived in the area.
Shehekshot, the white coyote, or Sheheke. He was a young man here in this village. He was born here in 1766, and so he would have been about 15 when the smallpox came. He moved north with the last chief of this village, Good Boy, and sometime he became the chief of the Mandan.
Sheheke and the Mandan tribe were good hosts and became good friends with the Americans. In fact, when the party made their return here in 1806, Sheheke and his family joined the trip.
He went back with Lewis and Clark. When the other chiefs said, no, it's too dangerous, the Sioux will kill us, he recognized that it was dangerous, but he agreed to go. And I think he felt that it was a matter of patriotism to his people, that alliance with the Americans would be so powerful, so important, that he'd risk his own life and that of his child.
The chief of that great tribe, Sheheke, even went with Lewis and Clark back east to meet President Thomas Jefferson. Sheheke died in 1812 in a battle with the Hidatsa tribe. Traveling the countryside at Mandan's Onislant Village in North Dakota, I'm Andrew McCray.